This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. Coal miners were some of President Trump's staunchest supporters in the 2016 election. He promised to bring back jobs in the industry, and that promise is tantalizing to some in coal country. Reporting for State Impact Pennsylvania, the Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier found coal miners who are sticking with the industry instead of looking for a new career.
At a gymnasium in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, Trenton Phillips is looking for a job as a coal miner.
Yeah, I'm currently looking for something where I can advance, maybe one day be somewhere higher up and not have to break my back and use my head a little more.
Phillips already works at a company that fixes belt lines at coal mines. He's at a job fair in Greene County today where there are booths for jobs in industries like healthcare and trucking. But Phillips is only stopping at a booth for a coal mine contractor. He wants to become a mine foreman or supervisor. Phillips is 24. He got a job at a union coal mine after graduating high school 6 years ago. With overtime pay, he says he made up to $90,000 a year.
It was pretty much booming when I was coming right out of high school, so it seemed like the thing to do.
The mine closed in 2015, so Phillips drove a truck in the oil and gas industry for a year. But the hours were unpredictable, and when a job opened up at the belt repair company, he grabbed it. He says he's not afraid of another coal industry slump, now that President Trump is in the White House. Trump has made reviving the coal industry a signature goal of his, and many coal miners are taking this promise to heart.
Now everything seems to be going back up, and it's going in the right direction.
The coal industry has rebounded a bit. This has more to do with foreign demand and rising natural gas prices than any of President Trump's pro-coal policies. That's according to Dan Klein of S&P Global Platts, a company that analyzes energy trends.
There's been very little measurable impact of what the administration has done. And to be honest, there's very little that could be done.
That's because low natural gas prices should continue to keep the market for coal weak. Coal production is up this year, but it's still not close to the level it was at when Phillips first started working in the industry in 2011. And the Department of Energy says coal demand will remain more or less flat the next couple of years. But at least in Pennsylvania, there are plenty of coal miners who are optimistic coal is coming back.
I believe that's what people think.
Amy Gatz is with Southwest Pennsylvania's Workforce Development Board. Her agency got federal funding to retrain 750 laid-off miners, but only 220 have signed up. One reason why so few applied is that miners can't afford to go back to trade school without drawing a paycheck. But the idea of a coal rebound is also a factor, she says.
I would say the sense is that it's going to come back, but from the workforce perspective, we're kind of told it's not ever going to come back to where it was.
The long-term outlook for coal is part of the reason why Elton Ray Hall isn't looking to go back underground. At a McDonald's near Pittsburgh, Ray Hall takes a lunch break from his job with a national lawn care company, where he's a lead technician on a small crew. He earns around $40,000 a year, close to what he made working as a contractor in coal mines. He left the industry 5 years ago when he suffered a bad hernia pulling on a heavy chain. Since then, the coal industry has slumped. Big time.
I've watched three of my family members lose their job with the coal mines, and the coal companies they work for say, oh, we'll get you back, we'll get you back, we'll get you back.
They never did get their jobs back. Ray Hall says coal mining has done a lot of good.
I know what this country is built on. I'll never forget that. The times are changing, and for me to be successful in my life, I had to change with it. And not knowing if I have a job was one of them. I know I have a job.
Lawn care offers steady work. And now, Ray Hall says, he's up for a promotion to management with more responsibilities and more pay. Reed Frazier, State Impact Pennsylvania.
State Impact Pennsylvania is a public media collaboration between the Allegheny Front, WESA, WITF, and WHYY, focusing on the state's energy industry. Seth Gleer's latest album, Birds, was written from a very personal place. But based on his rising profile, the album is proving to have broader appeal. Here is Seth Gleer performing Water on Fire as our Mountain Stage Song of the Week.
Mm-hmm. best things in life are free. So they take it from the birds and the bees, 'cause they want money. That's what they want. Like a nail through the wrist of my pride. If you live to sell nothing about, shell like honey. More money, that's what they want. My water is on fire, my land is their perfume. My water is on fire, what's it worth to you? The cows have fallen down. Earthquake now shakes my house. The river boils, drills that coil. They lie to the promised land. From Oklahoma to Afghanistan, we go for morals. They stay for oil.
You'll hear more on this week's Mountain Stage with special guest host Michael Severus this Saturday evening at 8 on West Virginia Public Broadcasting. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. West Virginia Morning is produced with help from Glennis Bohr, Jessica Lilly, Carol Lofton, Liz McCormick, and Roxy Todd. Our producer is Liz McCormick. I'm Teresa Wills.